This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, the explosion in advances in medical science and technology have already saved lives. And innovation is the key to optimally using these advances in the field of healthcare. Here with more on this is Dr. Robert Corona. He's professor and chair of the Department of Pathology and the vice president for innovation and business development at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Corona.
Thank you for having me.
So in addition to your position as a neuropathologist and the chair of pathology, you're taking on this new role. Tell us about it. What exactly is this vice president for innovation and business development?
Well, I was in a conversation with Dr. Eastwood and mentioned to him how I thought there was tremendous opportunity to reach out from our medical university to the community and take great ideas that are around this area and try to make them into something.
Like being an incubator, you mean?
Like being an incubator and working in innovation, but helping individuals and organizations take their ideas and make something happen with them.
Specifically to do with medical science, medical
right.
technology.
Yeah, it needs to be focused on medicine because that's, you know, that's the mission of our institution. But to be inclusive of clinical care, education, and research. And there's so many people have asked me because of my background in business on, you know, how do you get a product to market? How do you take an idea? How do you protect an idea? And so I thought a lot about it that we should formalize a place here at Upstate where the business community, the engineering community, the legal community could come together and start to share ideas and take some of these things to maybe to market or to the bedside or just a little bit.
So you call it Upstate Mind. What is that mind? It's an acronym for something.
Well, being a brain pathologist, I'm always thinking about brain and mind. And I wanted to have a clever acronym that captured the Upstate mindset. And so MIND stands for Medical Innovation and Novel Discovery. I want it
wow.
to be a exciting discovery center where people from all different fields could get together and share ideas and try to make something happen.
That's very exciting. So how exactly do you intend to have that happen? Help us, take us through some of the concepts. You mentioned different places, fields will come together, whether it's in the area of medicine, I mean, law or engineering. And how is this going to actually come together?
Well, the Biotech Accelerator Center, I thought was a perfect facility to create the physical plant for Upstate Mind.
So let me stop you there. Help us understand what that is.
So this was built as a collaboration between Upstate Medical University and the Environmental Science School of Syracuse University, and they have been nurturing small companies in an incubator setting and trying to get them launched off into viable businesses.
And that's in a physical location.
That's in a physical location down on Fayette Street.
So it's called the Biotechnology Accelerator Center.
Correct.
And your Upstate Mind will be a part of that?
Or? Correct. So half of the facility is occupied now. The other half is unfinished. So part of the facility will be, we will have an anchor molecular genetics laboratory there that will serve our cancer center, our new cancer center, and also serve the community with testing that's not been available in this region.
So you'll be providing a service in that setting, in that particular
Correct. We'll
setting.
We'll be the anchor commercial tenant in that facility, and the idea will be that we will do testing that's not been done in this region before. It's being done at other institutions. It's very advanced. But it will help in the beginning to create a personalized oncology service for the community where cancers can be characterized genetically and then very specific tailored therapies can be implemented based on the blueprint that's detected by a technology called next generation gene sequencing.
So that's really new technology now to be able to look at a cancer, figure out what its genetic makeup is, and target specific treatment to that.
Yes. It's probably the most in my opinion, it's the most exciting thing going on in medicine. It's revolutionizing the field of pathology.
And that will be made available through this basically testing center. You'll be able to do that for the cancer center and for Syracuse at large or the Central
right.
New York region?
The whole region that Upstate Medical University serves. So we hope to reach out to all the community hospitals and the physicians, other healthcare providers that need the service and provide that. And the other thing that will happen there is we will have a digital imaging center. We're presently doing research for General Electric, who has a company called Omnix, which is a digital imaging company. And this is where radiology was 15 years ago when they went from film to their digital imaging PAC systems. We're now replacing the glass under a microscope with digitized images interpreted on a computer screen, just like the radiologists. So that whole digital imaging, what it might be able to do is there could be a specimen in, say, Potsdam, New York, that needs a specialty pathologist, maybe a brain pathologist, to look at the specimen. That can be digitized in Potsdam, sent over a communications backbone, and displayed in high resolution right at our digital imaging center, and a diagnosis can be rendered right at the time of the operation.
Wow, that is stunning. That really is. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Dr. Robert Corona, and we're talking about some pretty big innovations in technology and the role it will have overall in our healthcare. Now, you've alluded to the fact that you were in business at one point. Just very briefly, give us an overview of your background, because I know it's a fascinating one. You started out in medicine, correct?
Correct. So I trained here at Upstate, and I took my first job at Albany Med and learned a lot about business from my chairman at Albany. He had me going out and taking over hospital laboratories in the region around Albany. And when I came back here, Dr. Eastwood was the president, and I was fortunate that he allowed me to pursue telepathology. And we grew a program called CareNet, which got some national attention, and we hosted a big conference here on telemedicine and medical informatics, and it allowed me to meet Bill Allen from Welsh Allen, and Bill had asked me to come and work for Welsh Allen in the area of product development. So I spent 16 years at Welsh Allen, evolving from a medical director to the chief medical officer, and got heavily involved in developing products, learning business, learning regulatory issues, and moving forward with helping local and international people with medical ideas and bringing them to market.
So really, it sounds like Dr. Eastwood, who is now the interim president of Upstate Medical University, was really very important in both getting you started in some of this early stuff and then getting you to having you get the opportunity to go to Welsh Allen. And now you're full circle. You're back here again.
Yeah,
as a pathologist, but also really kind of developing this whole new engine for innovation.
Exactly. He's been a huge influence on my life, as you might imagine, and it's been great working with him, and it just so happened the timing was perfect when he became president again. It allowed kind of the innovation juices to flow again.
So give me an idea how you'll be intersecting. You alluded to GE and their company, Omnix. How will the private sector play a role here? What are you thinking? What are some of the thoughts that are percolating?
So we're working with the architects right now on building the mind, the Upstate mind. And my vision, if it can happen, if we have enough resources, it looks like we may, is to build a meeting theater in the middle of the Innovation Center, which will be on the top floor of the Biotech Accelerator Center. This will be a place where you, if you've ever seen a TED Talk,
many times,
we'll have kind of a TED Talk theme, where it will be very entertaining and will invite people from all different fields to collect and share ideas. We hope to have a cafe there. We're calling the Collision Cafe, where ideas collide. And hopefully that will stir up different points of view approaching problems in healthcare. And then also in that area, we will have laboratories and offices to incubate ideas, incubate technologies, and then further enhance the mission of the Biotech Accelerator Center in incubating new research and new companies.
It's very exciting, and it strikes me that the best way for innovation to take place is to put a lot of really good minds in close proximity to each other and bounce things off each other. And it seems to me that's where the creative process really kind of gets its juices from.
I believe you're right. And when I was at Welsh Allyn, we used to have a similar approach where we would have people from legal, people from regulatory, business, and then medical. And when we would approach an idea, we did a nice job, I believe, on determining feasibility of the idea. And so I think this will be a very exciting place. Since the press release last week, I've been inundated with ideas of local doctors that want to commercialize a product, people who have found technologies they feel that will apply in different fields. So I'm just a little worried about keeping up with it all.
I'm sure you'll be able to do that. Very quickly, tell me, we don't have a lot of time left, but tell me, what is bioinformatics and how does that play a role in all of this?
Bioinformatics is a relatively new field that I think is going to be one of the more exciting ones in medicine. Clinical informatics is now a specialty in medicine,
really?
Where doctors can become board certified. It's really the science of information. And a friend of mine coined the term interventional informatics for using information to heal.
So but, give me an example of what you mean. Let's be concrete.
So if you have, like we were talking about with the genetic profile of an individual tumor, and right now there's not a great therapy for it, but let's say that the genetic profile characterizes a certain enzyme, and maybe in another area of cancer, there's a drug that treats this enzyme problem. You might search a database and find that in the event that somebody has a leukemia that has a certain enzyme that's overexpressed, that same overexpression may occur in a kidney cancer, and there's a drug already cleared or approved for that kidney cancer. You may use that kidney cancer drug against the leukemia where you wouldn't ordinarily have done that. And without understanding how to navigate through databases and information, a lot of things like that wouldn't happen.
So it's a real mix, in a way, between medicine and kind of computer science or the whole notion of information management.
It is. I mean, you saw the excitement about Watson in Jeopardy, and now there's many people that are studying Watson's ability, the computer system, to work in the diagnostic aspect of medicine. This bioinformatics is going to be extremely exciting. It incorporates digital imaging and other information sciences into medicine.
In the very little time we have left, what impact do you think this is going to have on education overall?
Well, there's so much information for the present-day medical student, resident, fellow to learn, and even practicing physician, nurse. They're going to have to be fantastic information navigators. They're not going to be able to memorize everything they need to know, so they're going to have to get to the information. And I think we're going to teach innovation at this Innovation Center and hopefully make people fearless learners, as we're saying here at the institution.
Very exciting, very inspiring. My guest has been Dr. Robert Corona. He's professor and chair in the Department of Pathology and the vice president for innovation and business development at Upstate Medical University. Thanks for coming in.